where even the best marriages are hard. In the Middle by Belinda Luscombe. Everyone who just got married is psyched about it. It's a new adventure with their best friend. Everyone who has been married for 50 years or more is psyched about it. They're living with their closest companion. It's been a trip, totally worth it. But the people in the middle, they're fine. They perhaps didn't expect marriage to be quite as much work as it is. Not just the child care and the housekeeping and the paying of the bills, but the parts that are supposed to be fun. The talking, the planning, the throwing the leg over. They'd been led to believe it would feel easier, more natural. The thing about walking off into the sunset together is that then it gets dark and people stumble over each other. Two new books seek to solve just this midlife marital ennui. The Rough Patch by San Francisco clinical psychologist Daphne DeMarnef and Happy Together by husband and wife marital educators Suzanne Pileggi-Pilewski and James Pavelski. The midlife crisis is an old cliche with little support in research. But when we dismiss the happiness dip that people experience in their middle years, quote, we are actually trying to disarm the intensity of the forces we're grappling with, unquote, DeMarnef writes. Quote, the midpoint of life represents the moment of maximal conflict between our drive to seek external solutions to our emotional dilemmas and our recognition that ultimately they don't work, unquote. It's also often the point where our tenacity falters and the neat selvages of our certainties about who we are and whom we chose start to fray.